It's time again for your letters. And on my right-hand side, producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Fry. How you doing?
I'm good. What do we got?
Well, first up, a letter inspired by our letters. Jeremy Burley in Los Angeles wrote to say this: I'm a subscriber to the News and Notes podcast, and somehow I missed listening to this segment on punk musician Tamar Kali. However, I heard another listener's letter mentioning it. I went back to listen and was thoroughly pleased. I have very eclectic musical tastes, from rock, pop, and metal, to R&B, hip-hop, jazz, and classical. I applaud your spotlighting black musicians from all genres. Please continue to explore the surprising level of diversity in black music that lies beyond mainstream expectations and stereotypes.
Well, thanks so much, and we will do what we can. And as you may have noticed, we've got a new segment each Wednesday, our staff song pick of the week. We featured blues and hip-hop so far. And you know, if you've got an artist that you want to hear interviewed or played on air, just let us know. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.
Okay, now last Thursday, we kicked off our personal finance series. It's called Minding Your Money. Valerie Moore of Columbus, Georgia, emailed us and said, I found the comments about what we spend our money on interesting. We still assume that people who work for years and years with the same employer retire with a definite thing of the past, a pension and health insurance. Does that influence our behavior? As a health professional and daughter of two very hardworking adults who died before they got to retire and travel, I think we need to enjoy more, live a healthy life in terms of food and money and friends, and stop being so future averse.
And Virginia Cones of Houston, Texas, liked what News and Notes regular Julianne Malveau had to say in that same segment. She writes, Dr. Malveau's advice is excellent. Teaching a child while young about money management will make that child more responsible as an adult. My question is, who's going to teach the adult about money management so they can teach the child? We can all benefit from lessons in financial literacy. Well, Virginia, I know I can, and I'm going to be listening just like everybody else. We will tackle everything from payday loans to investing strategies. Tomorrow, we give you last-minute strategies for tax day.
Tax day. Well, anyway, here's a letter from Diane Black, who used to listen to our show on Michigan Public Radio. Michigan Public Radio just rearranged its schedule, and our show was dropped from the lineup. Anyway, Diane says, News and Notes was one of my favorite shows. What is the best way to loudly protest? News and Notes is the only place on the radio I can hear intelligent black people giving a thoughtful analysis of the news that affects their community and all of us.
Well, Diane, thank you for being a faithful listener. Here's a couple things you can do. One is drop a line by email or snail mail to your local station. Then go to npr.org and subscribe to our podcast. You'll get the full show every day at the time you want to hear it.
Well, another letter segment comes to a close, so keep your letters and calls coming.
You can leave a voicemail for us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. And to email, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. It helps a lot if you tell where you're writing from and how we should say your name. So until next time, Christopher, thank you.
Farah, you know I got you.